My name is Jennifer Womack. I call it an adult scavenger hunt. We use it as a family fun activity. I mean, we go out hiking and walking and get a lot of good exercise from it, but the kids really enjoy it because they'll race to try and find the hidden items and stuff first, and they found cute little trinkets today.
As I say, what kind of items do you find?
It just depends. A lot of them are just log books that you log that you're in there, but she found a little plastic lizard today, and Brittany found a little panda bear, and we got a poker chip. We have a bunch of rocks that we collected from our trip to the Emerald Mine, so we just leave our little crystals and gems and stuff in the ones that we can that are big enough.
Now, do you actually register that that you've actually left something in a particular spot? How does that work?
You log and say that you were there, and you can write, I left a certain item in there and stuff, so people know who it is that left that item.
How valuable is it to have something the family can do to actually get outdoors and get away from all of the computers and the televisions and the like?
Priceless. Yeah, and all the kids love it. We have four kids, and, you know, even the teenage boys, they get out, and everybody gets on their phones and uses the GPS and goes hunting.
So go ahead and give me your name.
Mick Womack.
All right, Mick, so tell me about geocaching.
It's like a worldwide scavenger hunt. There's over almost 2.5 million caches all around the world. There's over 6 million cachers.
How do you find out where something may be?
There's two ways you can do it. You can go to geocache.com, and you can pull up the map. It'll show you all the local ones. I mean, you can expand it out, and there's little icons that pop up on the map and tell you where it is. There's also an app on your phone that you can use, and if you have a GPS, you can use a GPS. If not, the GPS makes it easier, but if you don't have a GPS, there's free apps on your smartphone. But then you just click on it, and it gives you a description of it. Sometimes there's little hints, but on the apps that we have on our smartphone, it has a little compass, and it tells you the distance and everything, and we just, you know, use that to guide us. And then once we get close enough, you have to start actually looking for it. Sometimes it's hidden under a rock. Sometimes it's hidden in a hollow of a tree. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were camping up a natural bridge, and, you know, we took a couple hours that day and went out geocaching. And we met a nice gentleman up there. There was a cache up there that was hidden at his own little personal museum. And luckily, he was there, and he took us inside. And that's what it's about. It's finding unique places, unique people. It's family time. I mean, we're still using our smartphones, but we're basically away from the electronics. We're all together.